My grandparents on my father's side, I think you spoke about them before. They're obviously dead, like, but have they moved, the question I was supposed to ask you last week was, if, like, how do people not recognize that they're dead when they leave their physical body? Like, how come they don't know the difference?
Because
I remember you saying that, like, emotion is different in when it's in the when we're things. So I'm just wondering, how can they not tell the difference?
And that is an interesting question. What you engage when you die, when you disengage from this reality, there is. In a figurative manner of speaking, a jump that the individual engages from physical to non-physical. Now, to reduce the expression of confusion and even perhaps shock, let us say, or what may be similar to what you would identify as shock in your physical reality. To avoid those factors, this jump that individuals engage when they disengage from physical reality can be significantly jarring, in a manner of speaking, to the individual. And therefore, then moving through this process of not interrupting the objective awareness, continuing to allow that objective awareness to be engaged and to be expressed, that helps the individual to move more gently into that state non-physically. And in that, a part of it, by not interrupting the objective awareness, by not shutting that immediately, what occurs is that the individual will begin immediately generating objective imagery that is familiar to them. Mm-hmm. And beyond familiar, that is comfortable for them. Therefore, they image very similar to what they are accustomed to in their life. Therefore, they will image all the same factors of their home, individuals that they are accustomed to interacting with, their town, their surroundings. They may even include images of particular animal companions. They image everything that is mirroring what their objective physical life was, without the factors that are considerably uncomfortable, such as illness or disease or dysfunction. And therefore, they experience their reality in a comfortable manner. And that, when they begin noticing discrepancies and differences in that reality, they are already experiencing a comfortable state. Therefore, there is nothing threatening or frightening to them. There is nothing to generate any anxiety or fear, and that helps them to gently and easily move in the direction of beginning to notice those discrepancies in their reality, and then to begin to remember their death. And at that point, because they are comfortable and because they have presented to themselves all of this imagery that is not threatening, that is not frightening, that is not generating anything that would be harmful to them, then they can accept in a much easier and much more comfortable manner when they do remember their death. Therefore, it is all a process, in a manner of speaking, of transitioning from one reality to another, but in the most comfortable and easiest manner that they can.
Are there people still going through that who died, you know, 50 years ago?
Generally not. Generally, an individual will remember their death between 6 months in your time.
Yeah.
To approximately 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
In your time. Now, for them, the time is much different. It moves much more quickly. But in your time, it would generally be translated in that manner. Now, there are individuals that remember their death and then choose to continue to express that objective imagery for it fascinates them.
Yeah.
And those individuals can do that for what might be viewed as a considerable time framework, but generally even those individuals will tire of it in a time framework of what you would identify between 10 and 15 of your years in physical focus.
Yeah. And
probably do not continue to that for considerably extensive time frameworks.
Remember, there was a fellow on a live forum called Steve Lord. Has he remembered? I remember listening to a discussion or a session where he had, where he didn't recognize he died.
Yeah. Correct.
Has he recognized?
No, not yet.
Alright.
Although he is noticing discrepancies, and he is noticing the holes.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, it is likely that he will, in your time framework, be remembering his death relatively soon, for he is at this point noticing the holes and interacting with them and curious and recognizing that energy move through them, and that is a significant clue.
Have my grandparents on my dad's side, have they, they've obviously recognized that they've died, but are they still crazy and objective imagery?
One yes, one no.
Oh, okay. Which was the yes? My God.
I would express that the grandmother.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because she died afterwards. So my grandfather, like, what's he doing?
One moment. Has chosen to be engaging in other areas of consciousness non-physically, not engaging in other physical manifestations, but moving in non-physical directions. That is tremendously diverse. And there are many, many, many different directions that individuals can move into non-physically, more so than physical, and there are countless physical directions that an individual can engage.
Yeah. Does he know who I am? Does he recognize?
Did yes.
He? Okay. And so, yeah. Because I...
Now, in that, what I would express to you is that for an individual that is choosing non-physical directions, you can access that energy easier than any individual that is choosing to continue to be engaging in any physical activity or reality.
Yeah.
Or those that are continuing to express objective awareness, for there are no barriers.
Yeah. And why has my grandmother chosen to, has she chosen to keep objective? Or why has she chosen, I should say?
Yes, temporarily.
All right.
I would express that very similar to most individuals, it can be fascinating and considerably fun.
Yeah, she can definitely.
But you can generate any type of manifestation.
Yeah, that is.
By imagining it.
Yeah, I get this. I get why that's interesting, alright?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and would it be, like, well, my thing is, would it be similar to, like, physical? Like, that's why I wanted to ask about how come they don't recognize if they're similar in physical touch. Do they not notice if they touch something it's the same?
Yes, it is.
All right. And so they don't notice it.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah.
Therefore, it is a matter of noticing other discrepancies. No, their physical reality, the imagery of it, and their sense input,
yeah,
and their objective perception is the same, as it is in physical focus. There are some discrepancies, but the imagery appears the same.
Yeah. A couple of minutes left. Anything you want to say to me? I think this is the last session I'd say have you for. Could be a while. I'm not sure. So is there anything you want to say to me?
I would say to you, my dear friend, is listen to what you and I have discussed and genuinely use that to your benefit. This practice, paying attention or being aware of what you are paying attention to and catching yourself when you are moving in a direction of paying attention to negative expressions that are not helping you and not aiding you and holding you in a stuck position. I would also express a tremendous encouragement to you to continue to be moving in the direction of your dreams and using them.
Yeah.
That can be tremendously helpful to you in many different manners. And it would also remind you to allow yourself to remember bravery, that being brave is not the absence of fear, but allowing yourself to move even with the fear. Therefore, in different expressions that might be unsettling to you or that might be somewhat fearful to you, allow yourself to remember bravery and then express what you can gain from engaging in certain directions that might initially be somewhat fearful.
Yeah, that's my problem with the other body. I know it's going to be better for me to do this. I know it's going to be very beneficial.
And the driving.
Yeah.
And remember that.
Yeah.
Remember bravery. It does live within you, and it is merely a matter of reminding yourself of that, that if you allow yourself to move, even though there may be some factor of fear, that the benefit from that can be tremendous.
Yeah.
And remember, I am always present.
Okay.
And I will continue to remind you.
Oh. Thanks.
Very well, my dear friend.
All right.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting in not a tremendous length of time.
All right.
And I shall be engaging you regardless.
Okay.
In wondrous encouragement, in great acknowledgement of your progress, genuinely. In great lovingness to you, my dear friend, as always. Very well.
Bye.